So today we're setting our sights on Italy, but maybe a corner you haven't explored as much.
Definitely, we're heading to the Ligurian Riviera.
Picture that coastline. You've got the Mediterranean sparkling blue, and then these, well, quite dramatic mountains, the Apennines, basically tumbling down to the sea.
It's a stunning landscape. Yeah, very distinctive.
We're really digging into Genoa specifically for you, our listeners, especially if you're an expat. Maybe someone thinking, could Genoa be my next home?
Because it's one of those places that pops up, but maybe isn't as thoroughly understood as, say, Florence or Rome for expats.
So our mission today is to sift through the information, pull out the really crucial insights from the sources we've looked at.
Kind of give you a shortcut, really. Yeah, feel for what life there is like beyond the, the quick tourist snapshots.
What does it mean day to day?
Well, it's captivating. It's not just a pretty port. It's like a living museum, isn't it? You have these grand, centuries-old palaces literally next door to these incredibly narrow, winding alleyways, the Cherughi.
Ah, yes, the famous Kerugi. I've read about those houses, almost labyrinthine.
Totally. And then you see those pastel-colored houses almost cascading down the hills towards the waterfront, which is still very much a bustling working port. So,
It's this blend ancient charm meeting modern life.
exactly, old meets new, but also, nature, right? They're adventurous hiking trails, practically starting from the city edges, beautiful seafront walks. It's got a lot packed in.
A city that really balances the historical weight with a contemporary pulse. And speaking of history, it's got quite a story. Our sources kept mentioning Superba, the
Proud one.
What's the story behind that? Why such a superb nickname? And how does that history still echo today?
That nickname really gets to the heart of Genoa's past. You have to remember, for nearly 700 years, this wasn't just a port city. It was a dominant maritime republic, a superpower, really.
Rivaling Venice, even.
Absolutely. There were major competitors controlling trade routes across the Mediterranean and beyond. Think about that kind of influence, that wealth, that power. This is the city that backed Christopher Columbus
Right. Of course, Columbus was Genoese.
and that golden age, that era of immense wealth and global reach. It's not just in history, but it's physically there. You walk down streets like Via Garibaldi.
Isn't it a UNESCO site?
That's the one lined with these incredibly opulent palaces, the Palazzi dei Roli. These weren't just homes. They were designated places to host visiting dignitaries, reflecting the Republic's status. They are tangible evidence of Genoa's former glory.
So the history isn't just abstract, it's built into the very fabric of the city.
Absolutely is. And it shapes the city's identity, that sense of pride, even facing devastation like the heavy bombing in World War II. Genoa's recovery and endurance became, a symbol of its resilience. Yeah, there's a profound sense of place here, deeply rooted in that past.
Yeah, it really sounds like a city wearing its history very openly, very tangibly. But beyond the grandeur, what else makes up this unique Ligurian character? Anything that might surprise someone moving there? I think I saw a mention of a ghost.
Ah, yes, the White Lady of Palazzo Ducale, I believe. Legends always add color, don't they?
They certainly do.
On a more practical note for daily life, the climate is a big plus for many. It's typically Mediterranean, mild winters, pretty sunny summers, but usually without that intense, oppressive heat you get further south.
Ah, that sounds appealing, less extreme than some other parts of Italy.
Generally, yes, which makes it quite comfortable year-round. A big draw for expats, especially retirees.
Okay, and what about the pace of life?
Ah, that's another key aspect. It's noticeably slower, less frenetic, less hustle bustle than, say, Milan or Rome.
Could be a huge positive if you're looking for that authentic Italian lifestyle, time for coffee, longer lunches.
Exactly. It allows you to genuinely embrace that rhythm. But, and this is important, it also means you might need to adjust your expectations. Things might not happen with the speed or efficiency you're used to elsewhere. Bureaucracy, appointments can require patience.
Common theme for Italy, generally perhaps, but maybe more pronounced.
Oh, and one other climate point, autumn can bring quite heavy rainfall, occasionally a risk of localized flooding, particularly near the riverbeds, something to be aware of.
Good to know. Okay, so we have this picture, historic, proud city, Mediterranean climate, slower pace. Let's zoom in on the day-to-day. What's the reality of living in Genoa as an expat? Is it really this hidden gem, or are there, you know, rough edges?
It is often called a hidden gem, largely because it avoids the overwhelming tourist crowds of Florence, Venice, or Rome. This lets that authentic character shine through more. You feel like you're in a real working Italian city,
which is a huge part of the appeal.
However, compared to some other northern Italian cities known for being, well, quite pristine, Genoa can seem a bit rougher around the edges.
Rougher how? Like visually?
Primarily visually, you might notice more litter in some areas. Some buildings could use a bit of TLC, maybe some graffiti. It's not uniform, of course, but the general upkeep might not feel as polished as, say, Turin or Bologna in certain zones.
Okay. And does that tie into safety at all, or is it purely aesthetic?
It's more aesthetic for most expats. Minor crime like pickpocketing, particularly in crowded areas or near the station, does exist, as it does in most cities. But the general feeling reported by expats isn't one of feeling unsafe in their daily lives. It's more about managing awareness like you would anywhere.
It's noticeable, maybe affects the feel for some, but not a major deterrent for most.
That seems to be the consensus. Yes, people who choose Genoa often embrace its grittiness as part of its authenticity. They're not looking for a perfectly manicured theme park version of Italy.
Makes sense. And offsetting those rough edges, what really shines through?
The vibrancy the cultural scene gets, high marks, lots of festivals throughout the year, concerts, classical, contemporary, theater, museums, galleries. There's always something going on.
And activities too, like outdoor stuff.
Plenty of recreational options. Remember those mountains and the coast, hiking, biking, sailing, swimming. It's all very accessible. And then, of course, there's the food.
You mentioned pesto and focaccia earlier.
Birthplace of pesto. You haven't had real pesto until you had it in Genoa. And the focaccia with onions, cheese, it's legendary. Plus, being a major port, the seafood is incredible. Fresh, simple, delicious. It's a real highlight.
Okay, my mouth is watering now. It sounds like a fantastic place for foodies and culture vultures. But what about families? If someone's listening, thinking of moving with kids, what's the picture there? Is it universally appealing?
The feedback gets a bit more nuanced. It's not necessarily unappealing, but there are specific considerations like,
what?
Well, while the city has parks and the sea is nearby, there are perhaps fewer dedicated modern playgrounds compared to other cities, things families might specifically look for.
Okay, so maybe requiring a bit more effort to find those kid-centric spaces.
Yes, and the other major point is schooling public schools in Genoa on average aren't rated as highly based on national criteria as those in some other major cities like Milan or Bologna.
Mm, that's significant for parents. What does that mean practically? Lower test scores?
Likely relates to a combination of factors, maybe standardized test performance, potentially resources or facilities, though the sources don't always detail the why, but it implies that parents really need to do their homework.
So investigate specific schools very carefully, or perhaps look at private options.
Exploring private or international schools often becomes a key part of the planning process for expat families in Genoa, or they might need to be more proactive in finding community activities, sports clubs, and so on to supplement.
So while social integration seems generally positive, Genoese are often described as reserved, but friendly once you break the ice. Families need to be prepared to actively curate the educational and recreational side for their kids.
Oh, a fair summary based on the research. Yes, it requires a more hands-on approach, perhaps.
That's really useful context. So pulling it all together, history, culture, food, the practicalities, what does this mean for the rhythm of life in the city, weekdays versus weekends,
This sounds like a city with a really nice balance during the week. You could be, you know, exploring the historic center, visiting museums, browsing the amazing Mercado Orientale. That's a fantastic covered market.
I love a good market.
Brilliant, loads of fresh produce, local specialties, buzzing atmosphere. Then come the weekend. Your options really open up. Maybe a concert or theater in the evening, hiking in the Parco della Mura during the day, or just hopping on a train for a quick trip down the coast to places like Camogli or Portofino.
Idyllic, is there much nightlife?
Yes, there is. It's perhaps not as intense as Milan, but there's a lively scene, particularly around the Porto Antico, the old harbor area, which is redeveloped. Lots of bars, restaurants, aperitivo spots. Also in the historic center, tucked away in those carughi. And the city has these wonderful annual traditions that really bring everyone together, expats included.
Like the Feast of St. John the Baptist.
Exactly. June 24th, he's the patron saint of Genoa. It's a huge celebration, processions, music stalls, and a big bonfire, and fireworks display down by the port. It really captures the city's spirit.
Sounds fantastic. And the regatta?
Regatta of the ancient maritime republics. Yes, this is fascinating. It's a historic rowing race held usually in June, rotating between the four old republics.
Yeah.
Genoa, Venice, Pisa, and Amalfi.
Ah, rekindling the old rivalries.
In a friendly way. Yes. It's a spectacular sight with crews in historical costumes rowing these elaborate boats. It's not just a sporting event, it's a powerful connection to that maritime history we talked about. It really speaks to local identity.
Opportunities like that must be amazing for expats to feel connected to the city's deeper culture.
Absolutely. Participating in or even just witnessing these events is a great way to understand the soul of Genoa.
Now, navigating the city itself, you mentioned hills. Our sources paint a picture of incredibly steep terrain, almost needing climbing gear.
Maybe not that extreme, but yes, Genoa is famously hilly. It's built on slopes rising up from the sea. Getting around requires navigating inclines, stairs, lots of stairs.
Good for the leg muscles.
But it's also part of the city's unique character, isn't it? It creates those amazing viewpoints, those cascading streets, and they have ingenious ways to deal with it.
Ah, yes, the elevators and funiculars.
Exactly. There's a network of public elevators and funicular railways that whisk you up the steepest hills. They're integrated into the public transport system. It's quite fascinating and very, very Genoese.
Almost like vertical trams.
Kind of born for the geography. So while walking involves hills, you do have these unique transport options too. Okay.
Let's ground ourselves in some more core facts, thinking about the scale of the city. What are the population numbers like?
Right. The 2023 figures put the city proper at around 562,400 inhabitants.
A decent size, but not enormous like Rome or Milan.
Correct. And the wider metropolitan area, which includes surrounding towns, is about 685. So it gives you a sense of scale. A significant city, but perhaps more manageable than the mega cities.
And healthcare, that's always a top concern for expats.
And the news there seems quite positive based on our sources. Genoa is reported to have high quality healthcare facilities, both public and private hospitals, importantly. Most services are described as being conveniently accessible, not requiring huge travel times within the city. And another strong point is transport connectivity beyond the local elevators. The public transport system within the city, buses, metro, those funiculars, is generally considered efficient. And a big advantage is the airport, Cristoforo Colombo Airport. It's very close, just about 11 minutes or so from the city center by car or taxi.
Wow, that is convenient. Much better than some major cities where the airport is miles out.
Exactly. It makes travel much less stressful. And the city also has good rail links connecting you easily to Milan, Turin, the French Riviera, and down towards Tuscany.
What about driving in the city? You mentioned narrow streets earlier.
That's the flip side. While transport links are good, driving within Genoa, especially the historic center, can be challenging. Very narrow, winding roads, limited parking, ZTLs, restricted traffic zones. So
maybe not essential to have a car if you live centrally.
Many expats find they rely much more on public transport, walking, or perhaps a scooter, which is very common in Italy. Owning and parking a car can be a hassle and expensive in the central areas.
What about staying connected digitally, internet?
Generally strong within the city itself. Good broadband speeds are available. Essential for remote work or just streaming.
Okay, reliable enough for video calls and things like that.
Should be, yes, in the main urban areas. However, the sources do caution that if you choose to live further out, perhaps in the hills or more rural outskirts, you might experience some lag. Or slower speeds coverage can be patchier outside the core city.
Right. Typical trade-off sometimes between location and connectivity. So overall quality of life, how does Genoa stack up?
Generally, it ranks well. Sources describe it as incredibly walkable despite the hills. The central areas are compact, assuming you don't mind the inclines.
The unique transport helps there too, I guess.
Exactly. Air quality is also highlighted as a positive. Levels for things like PM10 and nitrogen dioxide are reportedly good. PM2.5 and ozone are rated fair, and sulfur dioxide is well controlled. This contributes to an overall air quality rating of 86, indicating a generally comfortable environment.
That's encouraging. Better than many large industrial cities.
The sea breeze probably helps. Plus, there are nice green spaces and parks within the city for recreation.
Walkable, good air parks. Sounds healthy. But you mentioned potential downsides earlier, like crime and crowds.
Yes, those are factors to weigh. As we discussed, minor crime exists, primarily opportunistic theft. And yes, during peak summer months, particularly around the cruise port and major sites, you will encounter tourist crowds, and it can get quite hot and humid in July and August.
Standard big city, coastal city.
Pretty much. Now, the economic picture is interesting.
Okay, let's talk money and jobs.
Income per capita is stated at around 23,700 euros. There's a decent diversity of industries, shipping and logistics, obviously, given the port, but also manufacturing, technology, tourism, and services.
Not a one industry town.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
However, a key point is about job growth is described as being somewhat limited.
Ah, so finding a job after you move.
It seems it could be more challenging than in cities with more dynamic job market growth. This suggests that for many working age expats, having a remote job, being transferred by an employer, or securing employment before making the move might be the more common or perhaps safer route.
Right. Don't just turn up hoping to find something easily.
It's not impossible, of course, especially if you have in-demand skills or speak Italian, but it's a significant consideration compared to, say, Milan's job market.
And this ties into the cost of living too, right? How does Genoa compare?
A bit of a mixed picture compared to major hubs like Milan or Rome or cities in Northern Europe. Genoa is generally more affordable, especially regarding housing.
Let's break that down. Housing costs renting first.
As of April 2025, the median rental price for apartments was around 9.77 per square meter per month.
So for a typical two-bedroom apartment, maybe 70, 80 square meters, what does that translate to?
You'd probably be looking somewhere in the range of, say, 450 to 700 euro per month. Maybe a bit more depending heavily on the specific location, condition, and size. But that's significantly lower than you'd pay in many other major European cities.
That does sound quite reasonable in buying.
Purchase prices were also detailed for a two-room flat, which usually means one bedroom plus living area. The median price per square meter was about 706.
Okay, still seems relatively accessible compared to property hotspots elsewhere. Were there any trends? Mentioned prices going up or down.
Interestingly, yes. Average rental prices had increased by over 10% compared to the previous year.
Wow, quite a jump.
Yes, indicating a potentially tightening rental market. Yeah, purchase prices, however, saw a much more modest increase, around 1%. So different dynamics at play for renting versus buying. Yeah.
Good to know. What about daily expenses, groceries, eating out?
Minimum monthly grocery budget per person at around 365. That gives a baseline.
Okay. And dining out if you want a simple meal.
Inexpensive meal, maybe pizza or pasta, estimated around 15 euros per person.
A nicer meal mid-range restaurant.
A three-course dinner for two people at a mid-range place was estimated at about 70 euros. Again, seems fairly typical for Italy.
What about utilities? Heating, electricity, water? That can be a big chunk.
For basic utilities, electricity, heating, cooling, water, garbage for an 85 square meter apartment for two schools, around $138 per month.
Okay, so not insignificant needs to be factored in alongside rent.
Absolutely, especially heating costs in winter, depending on the building's energy efficiency.
So overall, housing is relatively affordable, but daily costs and limited job growth are things to weigh carefully.
Now, back to families for a moment. Education specifics, we mentioned public schools ratings weren't top tier nationally. What about international options?
Yes, that's crucial if the public system is a concern.
Genoa does have a few well-regarded international schools. The source mentioned the international school in Genoa. It offers the International Baccalaureate IB program, primary years, middle years, and the diploma program, teaching primarily in English, but also supporting Italian for kids aged 2 to 18.
Okay, so full IB curriculum, that's a known quantity for many expats.
Yes, then there's the Deutsche Schule Genoa, the German.